ポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 18. Japanese that might save your life. Hi, my name is Peter, and I'm joined here by...
ナオミです。
Now, Naomi-sensei.
はい。
In the previous lesson, someone broke into the Tendo's place.
Mm.
Miyu found her mother on the floor. Her boyfriend, Haruya, then did what, Naomi-sensei?
He told her to call an ambulance.
And that number was 119.
はい。
Now, in this lesson, we also have a bonus track.In the bonus track, someone's calling the police. So be sure to visit JapanesePod101.com and download the bonus track. Naomi-sensei, tell us about this lesson.
The focus of this lesson is reviewing TEF form.
And reporting a critical situation on the phone.
Which might save your life.
Naomi-sensei, this conversation takes place at...
Tendo-san no uchi.
The conversation is between...
The operator and Miu.
So you'll hear...
Formal Japanese.では、今日の会話聞いてください。Let's listen to today's conversation.
救急車、119。
はい、119番です。火事ですか？救急ですか？
キッチンに行って、ママが倒れていて、ハルヤは犯人を追いかけて、よくわかりません。
落ち着いてください。あなたのお名前を教えてください。
天童美宇です。
場所はどこですか？住所がわかりますか？
成田市さくら 4-5-6。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
救急車119。
はい、119番です。火事ですか？救急ですか？
キッチンに行って、ママが倒れていて、ハルヤは犯人を追いかけて、よくわかりません。
落ち着いてください。あなたのお名前を教えてください。
天童美宇です。
場所はどこですか？住所がわかりますか？
成田市さくら 4-5-6。
次は英語が入ります。
救急車119。
Emergency 119。
はい、119番です。火事ですか？救急ですか？
This is 119. Is it a fire or an emergency?
キッチンに行ってママが倒れていて、ハルヤは犯人を追いかけて、よくわかりません。
I went to the kitchen, and my mom was on the floor. Haruya ran after the intruder, but I don't know.
落ち着いてください。あなたのお名前を教えてください。
Please calm down, miss. Please tell me your name.
天童美宇です。
天童美宇。
場所はどこですか？住所がわかりますか？
Where are you? Do you know your address?
成田市さくら 4-5-6。
さくら 4-5-6 Narita。
Naomi-sensei.
はい。
Haruya さんが犯人を追いかけましたか？ So, Haruya went after the criminal?
はい、そうです。追いかけました。追いかける is run after. How brave is he?
I would say brave, but we have to listen to the rest of the story.
そうだね。
Now, if you listen to the bonus track, you'll find out the intruder has a knife.
危ないですね。
Dangerous.
Yeah.
So what happened to Miu's mother?
どうしたんでしょうね。 I don't know.
すいませんでした。
Maybe somebody hit her or stabbed her or shoot her. I don't know.
Well, that's the interesting thing. Not that, but the verb, 倒れる, right? No matter what the injury is, you can use it as long as the person is like kind of laid out on the ground. 倒れている. So there's a man down.
そうです。倒れています。
So we're not sure what's wrong with her, but we know that she'snot in good shape.
そうですね。I hope she'll be okay.
How would we say that in Japanese?
無事だといいですね。
Okay, let's take a look at the vocab in this lesson.
火事
Fire.
火事火事
Next.
倒れる
To fall.
倒れる倒れる
Next.
犯人
Criminal.
犯人犯人
Next.
落ち着く
To calm down. To feel at ease.
落ち着く落ち着く
Next.
場所
Place. Location.
場所場所
Let's take a closer look at some of the vocab and usage in today's lesson. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
火事
Fire.
そうですね。In today's dialogue, the operator said, 火事ですか?
Is it a fire?
救急ですか?
Or is it an emergency?
More like an ambulance.
So is she asking, do you need a fire truck or do you need an ambulance?
Right, exactly.
Ah.
そうですね。So if you call 119, this is the first sentence you hear. I've never called them, but according to the source.
勉強になりました。
So, 火事ですか?救急ですか?
So, 火事 is fire.、
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the copula, des, which is very similar to a linking verb, or to be in English, followed by the question mark and particle.
か.
Put it all together.
火事ですか?
Is it a fire? Followed by?
救急.
Emergency. First aid?
です.
Again, copula, which is the linking verb, think of this as to be.
か.
Question mark and particle. Is it a fire? Is it an emergency?So this is the operator for 119. Now, is this the police?
Police is 110.
What do you hear if you call the police?
Again, I've never called, but I heard they say, 事故ですか?事件ですか?
Accident or incident.
Mm-hmm.
That's how safe Japan is. Naomi-sensei has never had to do these things.
嘘、何? Have you ever called 911 in the States?
Yes.I told you a couple times, sometimes on accident, sometimes on purpose. And in Japan, one time we called the fire department. There was a fire in Morioka. すごい火事だった。It was a really big fire.
Really?
Anyway, let's go over some of the terms associated with an emergency situation. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
病人
Sick person.
怪我人
Injured person.
You might probably need to know, Peter.喧嘩
Fight. I've witnessed all of these on the platform at the train station.
喧嘩ありますね。
ありますね。
Especially late at night.
Friday night at the fights.
Too sorry, man.
And sometimes there's also sick people.
病人ですね。
Speaking of platforms, when you think of a platform, you think of kind of another related term.
何でしょうね。
Not really, but how about 出口?
Okay. 出口?
You know, like, which exit do we take?
Okay. 出口はどこですか?
Where's the exit? Now, in Japan, they kind of go by direction. Naomi-sensei, can you just go through the different exits?
北口
North exit
南口
South exit
東口
East exit
西口
West exit
口 is mouth, but when...Kuchi comes after another noun, it becomes guchi.
Like Yamaguchi.
Ah, so desu ne. That's a name of a prefecture, right?
Really? I think of Christy Yamaguchi.
Ah, furui na. Skater, de shou?
Furu ku nai yo. Hiro ku nai. You just called her old.
Ah, nani? Does she still skate?
No, but she was on Dancing with the Stars.
She's beautiful.
Mono sugoku kawaii.
Kawaii?
Yeah.
Hon to.
Like, and a really good dancer. She won.
Ah, so ne. I mean, I'll call her kirei, not kawaii. Kana?
Kana? Okay. Help us out here. Yeah, probably kirei desu ne. Sumimasen deshita.
Yeah.
Mono sugoku kirei.
Mono sugoku kirei desu ne.
Those two don't really go together, do they?
Mono sugoku kirei.
Kirei is like a very sophisticated word, and mono sugoku is...
Kind of a slang.
Yeah,
right?
So probably とても綺麗ですね。
そうですね。
ものすごく可愛い。とても綺麗。
According to Peter's definition.
Okay, on to today's grammar point. Naomi-sensei, what are we talking about today?
手いる and 手ください。 reviewing te forms.
So, te iru is the progressive form.
Mm-hmm.
It's equivalent to the present progressive in English. However, in Japanese, this can be used in two ways. Of course, the present progressive. For example, right now, Naomi-sensei, we are...
話している.
Talking. But it can also be used to represent a state that's ongoing.
そうですね。 ヒーターがついている.
The heater's on. So it's in a state of being on.
Right.
Okay. In today's lesson, which one do we have with the mother?
State.
And what's the state?
倒れている.
She's in a state of falling down. So she has fallen down. Can we have another example?
大きな木が倒れています.
So a big tree has fallen to the ground. So the pattern, the subject changes, but the rest doesn't. Something, something が?
倒れている.
Okay, the next phrase we're going to look at is?
落ち着いてください.
Please calm down. Now, if you remember, 落ち着く, calm down, settle down, is a class one verb. So when we conjugate this to the te form, we drop the final syllable ku, and with ku, we replace it with?
いて.
So we have?
落ち着いて and ください. 落ち着いてください.
Please calm down.
And if somebody told you, 落ち着いてください, and you want to say, I'm calm. 私は落ち着いています.
Sounds like a fight. 落ち着いてください.
落ち着いています.
落ち着いてない.
落ち着いています.
You kind of get the idea, but maybe. But this is an interesting one. I'm calm. Like, calm down. I'm calm. Calm down.
So,
I'm calm.
Peter, 落ち着いてくださいね.
Okay. Again, be sure to check out the PDF. There's really a lot of information in there, especially about today's lesson. You can see the kanji for the different exits, which you'll definitely need in Japan.
そうですね. And you can practice how to make an emergency call in the PDF.
Which Naomi-sensei doesn't even do herself. So.
そうですね.
All right, that just about does it for today. Now, before we go, remember that testing yourself is one of the most efficient ways to learn.
That's why we have three types of quizzes.
Vocabulary, grammar, and content-specific.
Each quiz targets specific skill.
And together, these will really help you reinforce what you learn in each lesson. Okay, that's going to do it for this lesson.
じゃあまた! 救急車!
119番です。火事ですか？救急ですか？キッチンに行って、ママが倒れていて、春也は犯人を追いかけて、よくわかりません。落ち着いてください。あなたのお名前を教えてください。天童美優です。場所はどこですか？住所がわかりますか？成田市、桜、4-6